In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. The readings today tell us something about the nature of God. Both the Old Testament reading and the Gospel present us with images that remind us that God's ways are not our ways. Both readings teach us that what we want and how we do things often stands in contrast to how God does things and responds both in good times and in bad. There's a little story along those lines I want to share with you. An elderly man who was quite ill said to his wife, "You know, Sarah, you've always been with me through good and bad. Like the time I lost my job, you were right there beside me. And when the war came and I enlisted, you became a nurse so you could be with me. Then I was wounded. You were there, Sarah, right by my side. Then the depression hit and we had nothing. But you were there with me. And now here I am as sick as a dog and you're always right beside me. You know something, Sarah? You're bad luck." There's something in each of us that wants to blame somebody for the things that go wrong in our lives. And more often than not, the people we end up blaming are the very people we once looked to for answers to our problems. In the reading from Isaiah, the Jewish people find themselves exiled in Babylon. Isaiah is writing to a group of people who are depressed. They've lost their lands and their homes. They've been taken away from their families. Life did not turn out the way they thought it would. They're in exile, held hostage in an unfamiliar place. So what does Isaiah say? He talks about how powerful God is. The writer tells the people they cannot begin to know the mind of God, that God's ways are not their ways. He says, "God brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing." In the Gospel, we continue the story of Jesus' ministry. He's making a name for himself. We find him in Capernaum, and he's in the process of casting out demons and healing people. And he's very busy. He has his disciples around him, and their ministry is taking off. Jesus is becoming popular, and the people are putting their trust in him. The disciples are probably feeling pretty good. Their leader is casting out demons and healing. They're starting to put down some roots and draw a following. In short, they're successful. Business is booming, and everything is going right. Yet in the midst of all of this success, Jesus does something that sounds strange. He takes off by himself to a deserted place. The disciples go looking for him, and when they find him, Jesus says to them, "We're moving on, we're done here." That must have sounded strange to the disciples. Things were just getting off the ground and there was plenty of work to do, and Jesus says, "Pack up, we're moving on." That doesn't make sense. What person do you know that starts up an enterprise, gets it going, is having success, and simply picks up, moves the business? Our ways tell us we should strive for success. Bigger is better. Most of us wouldn't move on. Rather, we'd build on the successes and make it even more successful. What might these readings be asking us to consider? What are we supposed to learn? Why are we given this strong image of God to a people who were depressed, defeated, and exiled? Why does Jesus simply pick up and move without finishing the work he was given in Capernaum? I can imagine the Jews in Babylon asking themselves, if God loves us so much and is so powerful, why did he take everything away from us and allow us to be taken to this foreign land? If we are God's people, how could he let us lose our homes and be taken prisoner? In the Gospel, the disciples were probably asking, what on earth does Jesus want to do leaving now? We're doing well here. There's lots of people to heal. How can he just ignore them? I was getting used to living in Capernaum. Where are we going next? This seems like a bad move. If he keeps moving, how are we ever going to build a successful organization? I think each of us asks these same questions from time to time. Why did God let this happen? Why did God let me get old and have all these illnesses and health problems? Why did God let me lose my job? Why did God let my marriage fail? Why am I feeling so depressed? Why did God let these things happen to me? After all, I'm a good person. In the middle of his busy time in Capernaum, Jesus went off to a deserted place. He took time to be alone with God and to wrestle with what he was going to do next. And I can imagine Jesus asking similar questions. God, why is there all this suffering in the world? How can I heal everybody and relieve the suffering of the world if I can't even take care of the problems in this one small town of Capernaum? And I can imagine God saying to Jesus, my ways are not your ways. My ways are not the ways of this world. You can't heal everybody. You can't solve all the world's problems. So it is time to move on and let the people solve their own problems. It's time that they learn to trust and rely on one another. They have everything they need to get the job done. It's their turn to do it. It's okay to let go and move on. In the same way, I believe God speaks to you and to me. If we listen, I believe God says to us, your ways are not my ways. You can't solve all the world's problems. Parts of life are simply difficult. That's the nature of life. I cannot promise that life will not be hard. I cannot promise you that you will not feel defeated or angry or hurt or frustrated or alone at times. But I can promise you that I will walk with you and I will give you everything you need to carry on. I will be nearer to you than you can dare to imagine. I am literally in every breath you take. The pain you feel, I feel too. You are not alone. God does not promise us an easy road. Instead, God sent his Son. Jesus suffered and died to let us know that God understands suffering and pain. God's promise is not that pain won't occur. Rather, the promise is to walk with us each and every day through it. God's ways are not our ways. However, we are given the freedom to let God in, to allow God to walk with us in the midst of our pain, our doubts, our fears, our depression and loneliness, or we can choose to shut God out. He offers to be with us in those deserted places of our lives. Sometimes life feels like bad luck, yet like the woman Sarah who stayed with her husband through all the trials of life, God does the same for us, feeling the hurt, absorbing the pain and the loss, sharing in our sorrows. May we have the courage to allow God to walk with us as we face the joys and the bad luck in our lives, so that we might become transformed and in doing so, be a source of strength for one another.